Hello, everyone. Welcome to tonight's very important call, if you haven't guessed already. So thank you for your time here in sharing your light and your love with everyone. So please post on the chat box and the Q&A page. And just for reference, I'm going to be doing a special global online transmission on the 31st of March at 8 p.m. It'll be a sliding scale donation. We're going to address what's happening in the world and how you can stay free of all the chatter, the chaos, the fear. And perhaps we'll go into why they're doing that. Although for most of us, it's probably obvious. Okay, well, let's get to tonight, and I encourage you to do some personal sharing on what you're going through, and we can address it personally. So let's see. Toronto, you're unmuted. Hello.
Hi there. I think that's me, Christina.
Oh, hi.
Yes. Hi. Hello.
Yes.
So happy almost solstice again. I think the 21st, we got spring.
Okay.
So, Kenji, what we're seeing here is really, increase in the 5G in the province of Ontario and how it affects all of the system. And then, obviously, with the virus and, you know, all of the controls that are going on with that. And I find myself, a lot of the time in really positive energy because I really see it as okay, you know, we as humanity, we didn't get it right on a whole bunch of things. So God finally put us in quarantine so we can learn to play nice together. Do you know what I mean? And come into community and unity and all of that. Honest to God, I was laughing with this yesterday. I truly was. It was like, you know, somehow
like
the nuclear stuff is being controlled from where it's being controlled from. And then obviously we haven't done well with environment or climate, so you know we got an F on that. And then okay, you guys got to learn something, so God put a quarantine on us and go, okay, you got to figure it out. So when I hold that perspective, I'm doing great. When I go into concern over not enough finances to maybe be able to have enough supplies here or to do the things that I need to do or get the transportation that I need, you know, to where then I go into fear. And as an empath, the global consciousness of fear is affecting me. So I'm really hoping at even greater levels you can work with us with that. And also where I'm living, they don't care about it at all. And even though I'm almost 70, they don't care if they're jeopardizing people or not. And I haven't had the funds to move. So, you know, I'm just hoping that whatever my lesson is, my learning is I move into greater strength, that I'm just not affected by these things and just, you know, overcome it all and have my glorious life.
Exactly. Okay, we will do that.
Thank you. And God bless
you.
And I love you and so grateful for you. Thank you.
Same here. Thank you for sharing that. Just one thing. We will probably put it in the activation. So we are being challenged to really dig deep and find our knowledge and our talents and to stop playing small and minuscule and unimportant. So I'll just give you an example because I think about this all the time. So, and I'll get to you, Suzanne, shortly. If on a physical level things get cut off and you can't go anywhere and you got no food to buy and you have no money to spend, let alone can't go out anywhere because of the whatever you want to call it, internal inward R&R, you can choose to start using your psychic talents. So if you need to go from place A to place B and you have no car or you're not allowed to drive on the streets, what is stopping you from teleporting? You know, we talk about it, but we don't do anything about it. So maybe this is an opportunity in a kind of a gentle way that's forcing us to use these gifts because we've used them before. And the same thing with, okay, say if we lose the internet. Oh, my God, that would be a blessing in a way. I don't know how I do my business, but say we lose the internet. How are you going to communicate with people? Well, you've only got one choice, and that's to use your telepathy. Okay, those are just a couple examples of reaching into spaces where you didn't think you could do it. And you just got to try and do it. And if you do it, you do it. And if you do it, then you're going to share it with people. Hey, I found out I can teleport from my home to go buy groceries. Or if you want to go somewhere overseas but you can't fly because you're not flying the planes, well, teleport. Just remember to find your way back to your house, okay? And don't get stuck in a tree or in the walls of a building. That was a comedy team speaking, but they're kind of serious with that because, you know, it is possible. Okay, another thing is, tonight we're going to, again, we're going to disengage from the collective astral plane because that's where all the chaos is emanating from. That's where all the fear is emanating from. So if you are not influenced by that level, then, hey, you're not feeling it and not taking it into your body. Okay, Suzanne, you are live, and she is from Connecticut, way up there in the corner of the U.S. of A.
Hello.
You're live.
Hi. I see the value of what's going on in terms of looking at how people are coming together and all the systems that are breaking down and we're just re-looking at everything like in a different way. My situation is I started having symptoms of COVID-19 last week. I work in pharmaceuticals and I was in some of the areas that were heavily, you know, starting to present with the virus. Mm-hmm. And I would say, based on my intuition, and I was tested yesterday that I have it. And so I'm quarantined, and I'm not with my kids. They're with their dad. And that's kind of hard. But so my opportunity, I'm not going to say challenge, mm-hmm. has been is to hold the light, meditate, do the things I'm supposed to do, like, you know, staying outside when I can and, mm-hmm. you know, I've been eating very healthily and, excuse me, you'll hear the cough, but I'm not allowing fear around what could happen kind of thing to touch mm-hmm. me at all because I feel I will be fine. But I started to meditate on this today around what kind of the lesson was or the message or the opportunity for me spiritually, you know, mm-hmm. what is this for me, you know, and how am I supposed to use this to your point? You know, like, mm-hmm. I'm like, part of me wants to get on the internet every night and start doing more of my mediumship. Right now I'm too kind of not in a healthy enough place because I'll start coughing or whatever, but mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, how am I going to use this? How am I going to turn this around? Because obviously there's a reason this happened, and I choose to make it a positive reason. So, excuse me. So I just asked for healing light from the group, from you, Kenji, from the divine today in this call to heal this. You know, get on the other side as soon as possible, not to spread it to anyone else.
Okay,
amen.
There's a few things.
Sorry, I that just came out of nowhere.
There's a few things here. So there's one doctor that says this man-made virus, this altered man-made virus, well, that's another side topic, but he is suggesting to look at this, if one gets it, to look at it like a cold. Now, we don't have a fear when we get the flu or the cold, but they've made this virus seem like a death sentence, almost like a cancer kind of a thing. So look at it like you've got a cold. And this doctor was also saying that this virus can't exist in warm temperature. And what they used to do in the, like, I think in the global virus that hit 1918, whatever they call it, I forgot, that a lot of people went out and sat in the sun and drank warm water. Now, they're going to poo-poo that. Anybody that puts that on Facebook, they're going to label it as fake news, and you're starting to see that more and more. Anybody that puts on any alternative views is now being scanned by Facebook, and you'll see this big fake news, not true kind of thing plastered right over the post. You're going to see it more and more. But anyway, that could be an option. Go sit out in the sunlight, get some good rays, get a lot of vitamin D3, drink warm water, or actually what's good, and it's funny because the stores are almost always out of bone broth, but I believe chicken bone broth, if you just wanted to eat that by itself without any kind of veggies or anything like that, that would be very good for your body.
Mm-hmm.
But change your perspective and look at it like you just have a variation of a cold.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
you know what colds do.
Yeah.
Colds are, it's like a cleansing process, so also look at it like that. And maybe maybe you caught something like this in the past lives, and it's just bringing up a memory of that.
Oh, that's interesting. That's an interesting perspective. Yeah, I will say the one thing that's different about this is you just don't know. Okay, how do I explain this? It'll go from you're feeling fine to all of a sudden you have a low-grade fever. You're feeling fine, like this morning, to at 2 o'clock, like throbbing headache. It's a very bizarre experience. Mm-hmm. It's not like a flu. But what I did find, I did play some meditation music, just some healing music while I had the headache. And guess what? It went away. So maybe that's the opportunity, is to channel my healing, you know, the healing that's available spiritually.
Yes.
To heal myself.
Well, yeah, we're all being challenged with that. Yeah, to use our gifts on ourselves, because we like doing it for other people.
Yeah.
But we kind of forget to do it on ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And nothing you can do is just tap your thymus. You know where your thymus gland is. It's right in your breastbone. And you can tap it throughout the day. Light taps of about like 12 taps. And you're basically waking up your thymus. So here's the other thing. If you have a strong immune system, you just won't get sick, period. Even with 5G stuff. So your body, all of our bodies, I mentioned this before, not often, but in the beginning, our bodies were designed to live indefinitely without illness and disease and old age. So why don't you tap your thymus to get back to that state?
Good idea.
See, we've been programmed to believe that eventually we're going to die. But our bodies were not designed initially for that. It's since the so-called fall, or when we got interfered with, shall we say, that our DNA began to get altered and we lost the belief in our bodies, in the infinitude, the eternity of our bodies. So we've been taught to believe that our bodies are finite. At some point, it's going to get old, diseased, and then it's going to die. And for most people, they believe that when the body dies, that's it. Life does not go on. Of course, we don't believe that. This group doesn't. But you have to remember the collective consciousness, and that's going around all the time around the globe, is you got one life. And that's why a lot of people are scared right now. Because, Right. Wow, they could lose their one life and that's it. And, ooh, if you don't make amends or do an atonement, uh-oh.
Yep.
It's going to be very hot down there.
Yeah, that's a good point. You know, people don't know that there's an afterlife. We live many times, you know, could be, you know, shitting bricks, but whatever. I just have to laugh because.
Well, see, that's the other thing that will help transform that virus. So here's another thing you can do. Instead of looking at it like something to get rid of or even something to heal in that sense, look at it as an opportunity to make friends with something that you have symbolically feared. So that could, this virus can represent anything that you fear unconsciously. It's not what it seems like that. What they say, you know, on the media and all that, but it could be something very profound that you haven't thought about.
Oh, that struck a chord.
Yeah, and then maybe it's challenging you to really be the healer for yourself.
Yeah.
And then when you can do it, you're obviously going to teach it. So maybe this is a teaching point. Oh, I got to put that in my event that I'm going to do at the end of the month. It's a teaching point. So when you heal yourself of this so-called dark virus, then you're going to show other people how to do it, and you'll remind other people how to do it. And that's actually what healers are anyway, right? They're just reminding people about the healing power. When Jesus was here, he was just trying to remind us. And so if you're asleep, you're asleep, as Gurdjieff would say, sleepwalking. So, oh, God. I mean, the more I think about all these things that they're saying us to do, okay, keep 6 feet distance from anybody in the supermarket line. Oh, my God. Well, it was 3 feet, now it's 6 feet, and pretty soon it'll be 10 feet and then 12 feet. They can't make up their mind. But I will say, wash your hands a lot. That's the best thing you can do also. Just keep your hands clean. Make sure everything's clean in your kitchen, in your bathroom. But I would meditate on the virus. Call in the spirit of the virus and make friends with it. Communicate with it. And ask it, okay, what are you showing me here? And thank you very much.
Well, this reminds me of something else, which came up to head this week. I had mentioned I felt spiritually attacked. And then, of course, I got this thing or whatever, and I could see in my third eye who was doing it. I think we talked about it last week. So long story short is another person I work with, spiritual, mentor, suggested that I send this person love.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's contrary to what you think someone who's, you know, using whatever black magic. But I've been doing that. And that's very interesting that you say with the virus to actually embrace it. And, like, what did you say? You kind of said the same thing. Like, talk to it. Make friends
talk
with it.
Talk to it. Say,
what are you trying to teach me? You know?
That's right. What are you trying to teach me? I'm not going to hurt you.
Yeah.
I don't want to destroy you here. And we can all go into the light together. So look at the virus as it's saying, I'm kind of stuck here in density. I need to go to the light, but I'm stuck in your body. Can you help me?
Go to the light.
And here's the other thing. Hey, we all know that those other beings that are wreaking havoc throughout the galaxy and the universe and solar system, or they're trying to, and they're not honoring their agreement, their contract, and all that. So we know all that. But, oh, God, what was my point? Yeah. Oh, so my point is they, instead of really tapping into source energy of light and love and all that, they have to tap into other beings and other people for their energy. And the one energy that they really love is fear. So if humanity's in this global collective state of fear, oh, they love it because they use that energy against us. They just feed it more into the fear that comes back to people that are in fear. So if we're in a state of peace and love and neutrality, they don't know what to do with us. You understand that?
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. You know, yeah. it's like a wild animal, like a tiger. Not to put tigers down, but just think of an example that these wild animals that prey on other animals, for their food. When those animals go into fear and start running, that's when they're going to die. They're going to get caught and get eaten for dinner. That's why they say if you run across a mountain lion or a bear in the woods when you're walking, you don't run away. You stand your ground, you be very calm. And if you need be, you make yourself really big and growl. So when you stand your ground, these predatory animals, they won't attack you. Because they know, oh, that being's in their space. That being is not emanating fear, so therefore I cannot attack it. See? So these beings that feed off fear, they know that's the weakness of humanity. And they're tapping into that. So the thing is, whatever's on the news, whatever you hear, stay in the quantum. Stay in that peaceful state. Stay in neutrality and don't react. So the main thing is they want us to react. And reaction comes from fear. So as long as we don't react, we're good.
Yes, all good.
Okay, all good. That's your homework.
No, that was brilliant. And yeah, brilliant. Thank you.
Okay, and I expect an email from you through my website to let me know how it all turns out.
Yeah.
And we all send our love to your little virus in your body that's stuck in your body and wants to go home, but it's stuck.
To the light.
Yeah. Help me. I'm gonna make you cough because I can't talk too well, and maybe I'll get your attention that way.
That's funny. All right.
Do some bone broth.
Okay.
Yeah, do some bone broth. That would be good. Tap your thymus. Tap.
Okay.
Not hard, just slightly. Just enough to wake it up. Okay, you're welcome. I am going to go to the chat board. Okay, so let me see. So Catherine says hi from New York. She says hi to everybody. And Cynthia says hello to everybody. And Molly, who's coming for a session here at the house soon, is saying hello to everybody, and Catherine from New York says hello all, and Suzanne, whom you just listened to, says hello, sending blessings, and Catherine again, same Catherine. Oh, I had mentioned I was drinking electrolyte water, Propel. It tastes good. So my body's craving electrolytes. So if you're dehydrated a bit, try that if you can afford it. If you get the 12-pack, it's only about 70 cents a bottle for 16 ounces. And I drink a little bit before I go to sleep because some people say that it's good to hydrate your body as you go to sleep. So try that, especially if you have leg cramps or anything like that during the night. It means that you need more water in your system. Okay, and magnesium? It's always good to take before bedtime. Magnesium, potassium, good for the heart and good for your circulation. Okay, and Zach says, major upheaval at work, where he works. Could use support for me and my family, could lose my job. So I want to say this, Zach. So if my chance. You get laid off. Well, of course, you can do the unemployment thing. But it probably means that there's a better job waiting for you. So the main thing is, if you do lose your job, don't go into depression. Don't go into anger, any of that stuff. See it as an opportunity for an even better job. And for those of you that maybe are losing your job and don't know what to do, it's going to force you to look within to really find out what your calling is in life. And if you need to move into this place of being an entrepreneur, then you do that. I mean, I went from not knowing anything about the business world to creating a practice. Of course, it took me decades, but I knew for a long time I could not work for anybody. It was just energetically too hard. So eventually I decided, okay, I've really got to start my business. So when you really decide, okay, I'm going to start being an entrepreneur in something that will help others as well as help myself and pay the bills. Okay. Zach, you might want to look at any money issues that might still be that might still be in your subconscious. And if you find these little patterns, then just work with it like you know how to do, so that you can create abundance, money abundance, okay? Let's see. Catherine from New York again says, the water goes right through her, so we mentioned before, try 4 ounces of fluid at a time. And you probably won't go to the bathroom. But if you drink 8 ounces at a time, you'll probably go to the bathroom. Okay. Catherine, I drink Evian from the French Alps, still have problems. You know, I don't trust bottled water per se, even the so-called expensive pure ones. But you want to bless the water. It's always good. Bless the water with your hands before you drink it if you think water's still creating problems. If you can get a chance, buy a portable water, structured water unit. You can type in structured water units on the internet. The founder, I can't remember where he's from, maybe Arizona, but I'm not sure. Anyway, I've had mine for years now. So I filter all my tap water that I drink through the portable unit. Okay. But you can also do that with your consciousness. Hold the water in your hands, hold a bottle of water in your hands, and just say, please restructure back to original matrix. Thank you for the blessings, archangels. Okay. Cynthia says, what Zoom? Zoom. There's free Zoom and there's paid Zoom. Okay. I was mentioning that I might consider going to Zoom for these calls and all my online events at some point, but we'll see. Hi, Lisa Marie, or is it Lissy? Lissy? Marie? L-I-S-E. Mm-hmm. Okay. She goes, good evening, blessings from Canada. Okay. Oh, speaking of chemtrails, where is she? Was it Cynthia from Canada? Divine protection, all right? 5G, divine protection, chemtrails, the whole works. All right. Catherine, no Zoom. There's a delay for replay. Huh? Oh. Delay for replay. Okay, whatever that means. It's raining and thundering like crazy here in Arizona. Cynthia, yeah, more rain to the desert. Yes, more rain, thunder, lightnings. That's good. You guys need the water. Catherine, Crowdcast is so excellent. Stargate Experience uses that. Stargate Experience, wow. Okay, Crowdcast, thank you. Crowdcast, thank you. Catherine, it's a homeopathic remedy. Was only homeopathic that helped during the 1918 Spanish flu pandemic. Boron, honey, chest, homeopathic. Cough syrup really helps clear congestion. So the first one she mentions is boron, these names. Anyway, it's something or other, sempervirens, 30C. Oh, Arsenicia, 30C. You can get at Whole Foods, etc. That supposedly is good for what's going around, if you feel you need it. Okay, Penny. That must be Penny from Australia. Just tuning in now. Nothing major, but sharing in the energy. Okay, Penny. Christina, let's see. Please write in chat what you are to take before bed for electrolytes. Also money issues, please. And being in a house where landlord housemates is a narcissist. Must be narcissistic. Okay. How are we going to answer that? Magnesium and potassium. Both good for the heart and good for sleep, as well as melatonin. They say if you take a really high dose of melatonin, like, 80 or 100, whatever, I don't even think they make them, at least for the public, that you have certain spiritual experiences, altered states. But normally people take anywhere from, 2-3 milligrams to 10? Okay, let's see. So Christina, again, the same message, in said in slightly different ways, is you have to stand up for yourself. And just speak your truth honestly. Don't be a doormat anymore. You know what doormats do? People rub their shoes on the doormats. No more. But also find out why these people are mirroring whatever is being triggered inside. Value yourself. Okay, early childhood stuff most likely, maybe in some past life stuff. Suzanne says, what is a chemtrail? I know it's not of the light, but I'd like to know. Really? I thought everybody knew about chemtrails. They've been going on since the 1990s, I believe, so like 30 years. There's all kinds of weird stuff in there that is designed to make you sleep. Sleep, like sleepwalking, like Gurdjieff would say. Humanity's sleepwalking. It is designed to numb you, to suppress your spiritual gifts and your energy. It's designed to make you eventually sick and all that. You wouldn't want to know what's in there because you'd probably really freak out. But you can actually see these particles on the grass in Canada. I have not seen it here on the grass in America. But you see them everywhere, even Asheville now. Anyway, divine protection against that. 5G, everything, cell towers, microwave energy, everything. Okay, let us go to the Q&A page. We haven't forgotten you guys. Carol is asking, she wants more clarity and spontaneous transformation for herself. Again, look at where you might be codependent on others. and bring all that back to yourself in the sense of you are your source. You and Prime Source are your source. So that's where we all have to look to, the Prime Source within. She keeps seeing another post here. Let's see. Okay, since she's asked for more clarity on what to do and what not to do. Okay, we're all being, especially in these times, we're being challenged to trust our intuition and stick with it. No matter what's on the news, no matter what's on YouTube, no matter what's on social media. You know, it's that old saying, if it feels right, then go with it. If it doesn't feel right, drop it. Same thing when you study with the teacher. If it feels good, stick with it. If it doesn't, adios, amigo. Adios, amiga. That's Spanish. Okay. Oh, comedy team. I'm talking to my comedy team. You're now famous. Because Carol thinks you're now famous. The famous comedy team. All right. The invisible comedy team. All right. Let's see. Prayer requests, calming, peaceful, healing, and loving energies with abundance for all. Help us to de-stress, de-traumatize, and assist as best we can. Thank you. Yes. Let's take some more sharings. Oh, wait, there's Molly here. Oh, Carol poses an interesting question. Let me see here. Wait a minute. She's got a whole lot of questions. When can you tell when you've made the leap or the shift into alchemy or self-alchemy? You will know. You will know. It will be obvious. How's that for an answer? Okay. Anne, hello, Anne from the UK. So unsettling for my family and country and world. Just want it to stop and the world to be blessed and healthy and happy. Okay, so I'm going to mention again, we're doing a special March 31st, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, USA time, special global transmission on what's happening in the world, why it's happening, and how not to be affected. So it'll be very powerful and very practical and very timely. Main thing is, you cannot buy into the fear, because that's what they want you to do. Even if you may lose your job, even if you may lose your house, even if whatever, stay positive. I'll use my own life as an example. I came out of bankruptcy, homelessness, credit card debt. I was on the verge of maybe thinking, this is it for me. I'm going to leave the planet pretty soon because nothing's happening. Nothing's working out. And guess what? I'm still here. And that was back in, that was 20 years ago, the house fire and me being homeless for 6 months, which I never thought would happen. But here's the interesting thing. About 3-4 months, maybe 5-6 months before the house fire, and I went homeless 3 months later, so that would be like March or April 2000. I had been thinking off and on, these were just like flashes coming through my consciousness of going homeless. And I used to think, well, where did that thought come from? Not that I created it, but maybe I was tuning in to what was going to happen. And anyway, the amazing thing was, being homeless, I wasn't freaking out. I didn't have a lot of money. I think I was down to my last $1,100. I had no practice per se. my dad went off to Chicago, and I was alone to find a place to live and create work for myself. And I went up to Mount Shasta after 6 months of running out of places to stay. You know, friends and strangers would put me up for like a week, 2 weeks, or their summer cabin in, I forgot that place in Northern California. Anyway, so after 6 months of that, I go, well, maybe it's time to go. So I said to myself, if I'm going to go now, I want to go on the side of a sacred mountain called Mount Shasta rather than die in the Bay Area. And that's what I did. I went to Mount Shasta with, it wasn't even a hope of making it. It was just, okay, I'm going to go up there and see what happens. And I was willing to just put my body on the side of the mountain, maybe in my sleeping bag, and just go to sleep and never wake up again, or go meditate on a rock, and that would be it. But I found a place and eventually came out of debt, but it was years later. Not that you have to, but if I can make it, you can make it. And I did this all alone. I didn't have anybody to talk to about this. It was literally the seeker on the path. Okay, let's see here. So to respond to Anne, I'm going to talk about in that event, again, why this is happening and how we can stay free and clear of the backlash, the splatter, as it were. So keep the faith. This is a time of planetary reset. It's never happened like this before. Nobody knows, really, how we're going to make it through this. We are going to make it through it, but I'm sure even the masters don't know, because we're creating this by free will each and every day, how we move through this. Okay. And you'll be supported and cared for no matter what. You won't starve to death. You're not going to go homeless. It will be provided. See, this is also opportunity, obviously. When humans face a crisis, they tend to band together. So you're going to start seeing that more and more. Give an example. There's these volunteers somewhere in the world, maybe, I don't know, the Midwest. They made the news tonight. These older people, mostly women, retired most likely, since there's a shortage of medical equipment. They are making from hand with sewing needles masks made out of, I don't know, some kind of material. They're donating their time to make masks to help people they don't even know. How cool is that? All right. Okay, we're going to move on to Molly. Wow, thinking all you said to previous listener who is in quarantine. I can apply to my situation, thank you. The fungus that is exploiting the low immune state of my 3D body is very scary at times. Yet, I don't obsess over it beyond doing the essential cleansing application of neem, tea tree, etc. I know I have made enormous, huge strides in my journey of letting go, looking for and forward to the next big leap forward in my ability to let go of the collective unconscious at an even higher level. I feel like I'm on the very edge of releasing this infection. Blessings to your bacteria, your fungus. There's a fungus among us. Blessings to your fungus. Did you know that mushrooms are fungus or fungi? They're very healing. Ask the fungus to show you its healing power. That's a new one. Let's go with that one. It is no longer advancing, so don't believe I will go septic beyond the point I am now. Any advice? Ah. Yes. Make friends with it. Ask it what its message is to you. And ask it how you can help it to be free. So again, maybe the fungus is stuck in some kind of an astral plane that got stuck in your body. Help! Okay, remember, we have to remain free of the collective astral plane, fourth dimension. Okay? We've been conditioned to be a part of that level for a very long time. And now it's time to jump out of that realm forever. That's the old matrix, the pain and suffering. Okay. is a leap into self-alchemy. It can happen instantaneously. It can happen in stages, Molly. Everybody's unique, so everyone's different. Okay, let's go to the chat box one more time. We are approaching activation time. Let's see here else what we got here. Yes, Suzanne had mentioned thing about chemtrails again. We're going to do, again, divine protection, and also we're going to ask for divine intervention. For those of you that seem to not be able to do it yourself, we will ask the Archangel again for assistance. And I would suggest, because I do this all the time, I'm still doing it because I haven't got precisely the direct answer from God on why. The good white question. But you can, when you're asleep, go to Prime Source and ask, not so much ask, share with Prime Source exactly what it's like down here and why it is still allowing all this stuff to happen. Okay? That's my only cosmic question. That's probably been my only cosmic question of my life. And when I get it, I will do an online call and share that. Okie dokie. Molly says thank you to the group. Oh, let me see. Who had the... Oh, yeah, Suzanne. So Suzanne and... let me see. Who has the... Okay, Molly and Suzanne, if we could all just do a little prayer for them and for the company that they are having in their bodies, that all be resolved in divine right timing through the power of love and light. Okay, we're going to go back to the phone. Star 2 to raise your hand. Okie dokie, Nancy Wells, you are live and in the quantum, even though you're in your body right now, listening probably through your phone. You are live.
Hi, Kenji. How are you?
Hi. I'm doing well.
So, it's been interesting. I'm still... have had the longest cold I think I've ever had, and it is slowly but surely passing and moving through my system. I know it's not this virus, which is interesting too, because now that everybody's freaking out about virus, the fact that I have a bit of a cough, I'm now, you know, feeling like, oh good, now I get to be isolated yet again. And that's my own yada yada, so that is just what it is. But I would like to just continue. I don't get any, when I do any check-in, I don't get any kind of, you know, this is kind of deep, dark anything. I don't get any hit on that. And I've also sensed that this is not... this whole, you know, what is going on. I know there's a lot out there and there's a lot of speculation. There's a lot of positive and negative and a lot of this and that and everybody trying to figure out how it's going to turn out. And yeah. So I think, you know, your activation on the 31st will be fine. My hit on it is this too shall pass. And on the Zoom question, for somebody who asked what Zoom is, it's a platform that you can do video calls more robustly than Skype is. And they do have chat. And the professional version, as far as I know, the recording, I don't know who said there was a delay, but I haven't. I think it's more complicated to do the production, but I think no more complicated than what is already going on for you, because you have somebody who does stuff behind the scenes to make it so. So you might want to talk to your tech guy and see what he knows about Zoom. So
yeah, that's a good idea.
Because he probably, I mean, Zoom has been out there for quite a while, and I imagine he knows the ins and outs of all of that. The only kind of, I think, plus would be that everybody's in the same kind of room. Mm-hmm. And you can turn your video on or off as you choose, and you can call into Zoom. And there is a chat, you know, there as well,
mm-hmm.
but it's all mm-hmm. within the Zoom platform.
Yeah.
So I don't know of other platforms out there. I've done lots and lots and lots of Zoom calls, and all of the internet stuff out there that is teleconferencing and tele-Zooming and tele-anything all rely on internet, and all of them have pluses and minuses, and it depends on what it is that you're trying to achieve. I kind of like this teleconferencing for me, but that's because I always use my phone to call in because I'm in North America, so I don't need to. And the video conferencing, if I'm in a meditative place, I just turn the video off anyway, so I don't even need the video part. So
mm-hmm, that's true.
That's
okay,
just
thank
my,
you for that.
Yeah, that's just my yada yada rambling around technology as usual.
mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to stop talking now.
Okay, thank you for sharing.
Okay.
Alice wants to speak from South Carolina. Okay. Columbia, South Carolina. Okay, gal, you are on the air. You are on the air, gal. Okay. Oh, whoops. I muted you. I'm sorry. I thought I unmuted you. Okay, you are muted now.
Am I muted or unmuted?
You are unmuted now.
Okay. Hi, everybody. Well, this is quite an interesting ride we're all on, isn't it?
It sure is.
I am one of those people who y'all might remember from previous recent calls. I'd been going through some stuff with my work situation, and I had also had a lot of anger come up in dealing with that. And I was like, oh, this is uncomfortable, but knowing yet that, you know, it was important for me to really sit with it, to, you know, not suppress it, to own it and to work through it. And I did, and that had just disappeared, dissolved. And I found myself getting to a place of much better peace about everything, and really, you know, reminding myself that whatever is going on, quote unquote, out there, is just showing me something that's in me that's trying to come up and out. So, and then, okay, I do that work, and then boom, Corona comes, and my place of work is shut down.
look at it like this. It's an unpaid vacation.
So in this funny sort of way, I'm like, hey, thank you for the vacation, universe.
Yeah. Yeah.
So uh-huh. It's kind of interesting how all that just kind of fell in line one after the other. As far as the virus goes, well, there's so much, you know, out there about what it is, what it isn't, its purpose, whatever. You know, lots of fear, lots of, you know, what I'm just reminding myself and what helps me. Because I've had a few moments of stress about that. Oh, my, what should I do? And again, just having, quote, unquote, lost my job. And, well, you know, you want to go, you want to have a little food on the shelf in the pantry. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I know I am going to be fine through all of this. We all are going to be fine through all of this. And I remind myself, you know, all the things you were suggesting for those who had physical questions tonight, you know, they're reminders. They're really the tried and true, you know, things to boost our immune system and things, reminders of how to bring ourselves back again and again and again to that center point, that still point, that place behind the heart, and where we allow our mind to go. And when we catch it going where a place that's not a helpful place, bring it back to that place. And also remembering that, you know, like I loved what you were saying about, remember, you know, about, I think you called it bilocating. You know, remember when we did the call to Australia and so many of us did go there?
Oh, yeah.
We were there in the circle. You know,
yeah.
We were practicing then. And
we
practiced that a bunch of other times. All through our lives we've done that. But tying it all together, remembering also that, related to all of that, is that when you look at, like, something that's coming into your body, like an organism that sets up temporary housing in your body, an organism that you don't want, remember that we are more open space between all of our molecules than our molecules could ever be close together.
Mm-hmm.
When you can look at yourself that way, that's how you bend spoons. That's how you do, you know, most people start with bending spoons. But that's how you do it, is you see the interconnectedness and that there's really all this space in between all the little, quote-unquote, things. And that will help you allow things to pass through you and not stick to you, not stick in you. And just getting more in tune to our expansiveness and our truer nature. And, you know, who knows? I don't know. We are evolving as a species. So are all the other organisms on the planet, all the other living things. We're all evolving. And maybe this is just one of those steps where we're hiccuping about how to, our RNA or DNA wants to do a tweak for the next whatever step. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But I do know that finding that place of peace, that still point again, like you say, you know, withdrawing from the fear cloud. I know that will help us all. And I guess that's kind of it. That's where I am. Hang in there, Zach.
Okay, sounds good.
You're afraid of losing your job. Hang in there. You know, it's okay. It's okay. We're going to be okay, guys.
We are.
All right. So.
We are navigating the rapids.
Yeah. Oh, and I thought, oh, what a beautiful point when you were like, for those of us who, you were saying like tap into any like past life where we might have been part of an epidemic or something like that. I was like, wow, that's, you know, a rare opportunity that we have to tap into that, to clear it. And what a brilliant moment you had to offer that to us to make to connect the dots, you know.
Yeah.
So,
very cool.
That was great. That was very cool. All right, thank you. Love you all. Bless you all.
Okay, thank you, dear. So, you guys, it's no more lives where we die from the plague. I remember when I went to the Air Force and I was 18 years old and I was scared to death, man. I was like 18, just out of high school. Actually, the day I got and I'm going to, let's see, wait a minute. I'm going to open up the lines to an anonymous caller in just a minute whose phone number ends in 7011. City and state, not noted here on the control panel. But I remember we had to get shots. We had to get about four major shots, vaccinations. And I believe they weren't as deadly, so to speak, then as they are now. But I remember getting yellow fever, the plague, and two other ones. You know, it's the kind that have wiped out populations in the poorer countries back then. And I tell you what, man, it was not a good feeling in my body. We actually came down with the symptoms. And, oh, my God. And talk about your muscles in your arm where you got the vaccination being incredibly sore. And I think I remember having a little fever, aches and pains throughout my body, and just feeling like, oh, my God, if this is what that's like, oh, boy. Anyway, apparently made peace with that because made my body stronger. Okay, so I'm going to unmute 7011. Okay, you're live.
Hi, Kenji. Hi, how you doing?
Hi. Good. What would you like to share?
It's Carol from Liverpool,
yes, hi.
Merseyside, England. How are you doing?
Wonderful.
Good evening.
What would you like
to everyone in the background.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for the comments and feedback and the clarity. Yeah, I feel like I'm saucer. I don't know if it comes in waves or not. And please tell me if I'm speaking fast, because I have a habit of getting a little bit nervous when I'm speaking in case you can't understand my accent.
Okay, so you can calm down and speak very steadily now.
I feel like I'm reaching alchemy. I really do. But it feels like five rhythms, waves. It's waves.
Mm-hmm.
But like the coronavirus, which is the big mirror of the world, and Earth, and the planets and the system. It's like one minute you're so connected, it's unbelievable. It's overwhelming, the power. And it's pure, and it's, and you think, there's no way I'm ever going to leave this. Then something can happen in a split second or a minute second, and bump. You wonder where you are, you know, you're lost in the woods. You can't see the woods but the trees, so to speak. But I am really in calling at the moment. My mission, I'm nearly 60 in December. God bless me,
happy birthday.
I can't waste any more time. I've got too much to do. I really want to help the mission of this earth for children, God's children.
Yeah. Okay, so be it.
And
so
listen, I do have a ticket to come to Charlotte or Asheville or to go somewhere else in America. Please let me know if you've got more events coming up, because I'd love to come over for a week or two.
Yeah, well, you know, the world situation is not allowing any kind of events.
I know,
so all
I
conferences
know, but, you know,
are canceled
things change
and all that.
In 6 months.
Yeah,
maybe
in the summer.
Maybe you can give me that apprenticeship I'm looking for.
Well,
well, God bless
yeah.
you. I do want to
okay.
catch up with you and have a video call
okay.
with you.
Thank you very much.
God bless.
Thank you. So she brought up an interesting point. So these energies, these new earth energies, so you could look at it like they come in waves, and either you catch the wave or you don't, but it's going to keep coming around and coming around and coming around till you catch the wave, so you can ride it a very long way. And at the same time, when these waves come in and intersect your physical body, it's going to bring up anything that's dense, that's hidden, that's unconscious, that's been suppressed, including past life memories. I mean, that's just the nature of these waves. It'll bring up anything and everything that's stuck, basically, that's stuck energetically and is not moving. So we call these core issues, or we call these core patterns in the mind, or trapped emotions in the body, or early childhood trauma memories that have not been resolved or processed out of the body. So think of it that way. Think of it as your field, your auric field, and your body are completely, even when you're sleeping, they're being, how shall we say, you're receiving these waves of light that are bringing you more into that new earth alignment. And you are seeing it in the world. You are seeing the beginning of the breakdown. We've talked about it for decades, but I think now we're seeing collectively the collective breakdown of these old systems of power and control. You're seeing the resistance. You're seeing the lies. You're seeing the illusions being played out. You're not part of that. So watch it like you're watching a movie. But don't get emotional about the movie. And if you're being called to help somebody in distress, then you will help them. Basically through awareness, teaching them to be more aware. Let's see. Okay, probably time for an activation. So, Carol, you can lower your hand if you want. Everybody's on mute except me. We're going to start the activation now. And let me go back to the recording. Let me just see how many people are on the webcast. Oh, a whole bunch of people came on since we started the recording. All right. So we have a good turnout tonight. Okay. Let me just quickly go to the chat box and just see if there's anything else I need to address. Let me see, where are we? We are, let's see here. Suzanne Harvey says, love that Alice, bring ourselves back, in parentheses, could be my next song to write. So let's give Suzanne a round of high fives from a distance. Social distancing, telepathically speaking. Okay, that's your next song. And then Penny, yes, I think there is something going on in me from past lives too. Penny, there's always something going on with you in past lives. It's the comedy team speaking. And I believe the fires are out in Australia, thank God. And the rains came. It's going to nourish the land. It was helping to clear all that past karma that the earth absorbed. So you guys got to remember, when things like wars happen in a certain area on the planet actually kind of, how shall we say? Okay, so let's say the South here. So I'm in the South for the first time in my life, and we had a civil war here. And we've had the Cherokees lose their land and all that, Trail of Tears and all that. So there's these memories and these old karmic things that are literally in the land that need to be cleared. The heaviness is still here on some level in the grid system. So whatever happens, big events, they affect the land. And so if you are in an area that historically has had not so good experiences, do your best to work with the grid system of your area and help to bring more light into the grid system of where you live. So by doing that, each of us will help the planetary grid system to move forward into that new Earth vibration. It will help Mother Earth. Okay, that's it. And I'll go to the Q&A page one more time before we start the activation. Let me see. Okay, funny post. Okay, that was a nice one. Thank you for posting that. All right, we're going to do some alchemy tonight. We're going to do some quantum alchemy. So let's close our eyes, and we're going to breathe together into the power of divine alchemy, relaxing your whole body from head to toe. Feel waves of light, peace, and love moving through your nervous system, moving over your skin, moving through the bones of your spine, moving through your eyeballs and your inner ear canal and your throat, moving through your digestive system. Feeling that electromagnetic energy beginning to circulate in figure eight flows. All right, we're going to call in our spiritual guides beyond the fifth dimension. As we completely disengage from our pain body, our emotional body, tribal consciousness, chaos of the world, the collective astral pain, and the collective chaos and fear that is upon not only the surface of the earth, but in the auric field of the earth. And we're going to move awareness into the fourth layer beyond the earth, which is basically the oneness of the earth. It's basically the quantum level of oneness, the fourth layer of the earth, as we move away from the atmosphere of the earth, moving beyond the stratosphere, the ionosphere, and the other spheres into the fourth sphere beyond the earth. All right, you're going to call in your guardian angels, your inner child. And not so much we're going to ask your inner child to be part of this activation as the teacher. So there will be no healing of your divine inner child this time. This is going to be more where we're going to allow your inner child to become actually the facilitator or the channeler, if you will, for the energies. Yes, they do like that, don't they? They finally get to play and express themselves. So take your conscious self, step it aside, allow your inner child to come forward in alignment with your higher self. And they are going to be the vessel to bring forth this activation in a collective way. So breathing relaxation through your whole body, relaxing your eyelids, your forehead muscles, your jaw, your fingers, your toes, your calves, relaxing the shoulder joints and the neck, the base of the skull, keeping your spine straight and relaxed and receptive, opening up all the channels in the body, Now, create the thought and intention that you're going to receive this activation onto a level that you have never received an activation before. So, you're going to hold the vibration of moving, receiving this activation in a very brand new place within. And you're going to create the feeling thought that your mind and your body will naturally integrate this experience as never before, as far as effortlessness goes. Ease and effortlessness, non-doing. We've called in all the councils and higher level guides before we started this call. They are here. Now, what we're going to do, and we're going to make this a practice, is we're going to invoke Metatron's cube, which contains all of the platonic solids, all of the sacred geometry configurations of creation, so to speak, as far as we know it in this universe. Metatron's cube. And you're going to feel as if this cube is surrounding your physical body and your auric field, your personal space, as well as your consciousness. And Metatron's cube extends into infinity on all dimensional levels of form. Metatron's cube. Okay, now we're going to breathe into the cube as if we are becoming one with this energy. We are breathing in and aligning to Metatron's cube. In fact, the cells of your body are now conforming to the internal structure of Metatron's cube. Geometrically speaking, sacred geometry. Allow all the organs in your bodies to reconfigure to the vibration as much as possible to Metatron's cube. Within the limits of physicality, so to speak. Breathing deeply into the vibrations of the cube. Now we're going to call forth the presence of Metatron, who, in one sense, is an archangel that translates the formless into form. Metatron is one whose designation helps to facilitate expanded awareness in cosmic consciousness. Now, breathe in that cosmic consciousness into the body, your physical body, your etheric body, your emotional body, and your mental body. Allowing the mind to reconfigure, to recalibrate, to reset itself to the divine matrix of the God mind. I'm going to call forth the pillars of light to activate in your physical space. Going to call forth the Council of 14 for assistance, and the A-Team, Christ Council, Brotherhood, and Sisterhood of Light, Ashtar Command, Fairy Kingdom, Alpha and Omega, Helios and Vesta, Elohim of Peace and Love, the whole gang, Star Councils, your power animals. Now, breathe in to your nervous system, your vagus nerve system, that runs out of the base of the skull, down the sides of your neck, and down the sides of your torso, down towards your groin area. You're going to hold a state of perfect balance and harmony for that nervous system. You're going to hold the thought feeling of a very strong immune system, the strongest it's ever been in any lifetime on this planet, which means that you're holding the heart chakra in a very secure place, in a very loving place. Filling up the heart space with Metatron's cube. Keeping the neck open. So from the heart and the solar plexus, you can now circulate through your whole body the power of Metatron's cube. It'll go to every organ, all the cells in your body, all the systems and glands. So your heart and your solar plexus are the circulators of life force energy to your body, through your body. Taken deep into the fungi of the body, all the bacteria and viruses in the body, to the elemental kingdom within your body, and feel as if this vibration is blessing every organ, every cellular structure, every neuron, telomeres, RNA, DNA, chromosomes, genes, all parts of your brain. Move awareness through a golden arc of light to your high self. Your high self is going to more deeply align with Metatron's cube so that what is within is reflected without, as above, so below. Now just give a command to your body to accept and receive the power of Metatron's cube as its birthright. This cube, the sum total of all the five platonic solids, has the power to initiate resurrection, transformation, and ascension. You're going to breathe in divine right timing, the activation of this power in physical life, especially your immune system, your thymus gland, and your digestive system, as well as your spleen, your kidneys, and liver. Thyroid. Adrenals. pineal, pituitary, thalamus, hypothalamus. Now receive Metatron's vibration in your third ventricle in the very center of your brain. You can look upon this third ventricle as like a sacred space within the brain. That holds the power of the resurrected life. And the archetype of the resurrection. So whatever you believe is not right in your body, bring that into the resurrection. Into the cave of Brahma, the crystal palace, center of your brain. And we're going to ask for divine intervention on all levels that are relative to this earth incarnation. Divine protection, divine divine intervention, and divine protection. With all levels of what we call negative technology. Artificial intelligence, EMFs, chemtrails, 5G, etc. Smart meters, radio, low frequency radio waves. Anything that could disrupt the human anatomy, we ask for divine protection. And for those of you that are in seemingly a very, shall we say, awkward position in life, where you do not see a way out, we're going to ask for divine intervention from the archangels. We're going to call forth any resistance in the mind regarding miracles and blessings in your life to come to the surface of your awareness within the next few days so that you can embrace it with this power of resurrection. If there's anyone in your life that have caused you great harm, past, present, future, you can bring this soul into this energy of resurrection as well. Any traumatic experiences that are not resolved, you can bring it into this vibration of resurrection. Anyone that you consider your enemy, your adversary, your nemesis, can bring this energy into that experience. If there's any place within you that still believes it is a victim of circumstances and events that are out of your control, bring that into this resurrection vibration. Anything that you believe is impossible to manifest, bring it into this energy. Okay, we're going to call forth the violet light to to do a final cleansing of your body and your personal space, your home, your automobile, your workplace. Working in conjunction with the four pillars of light. Feel this violet light cleansing your subatomic level of your body. That's deep cellular level, protons, electrons, neutrons. The elemental kingdom within your body. And we're going to suggest now that in your personal meditations that you call forth the Elohim of Peace, Alpha and Omega, along with invoking the power of Metatron's cube. And keeping your focus in the still point behind your physical heart, that sacred chamber, the green disc, and whatever your body needs, bring it in through the heart chakra or the solar plexus chakra, and that will circulate everything throughout all the levels of your body. Breathe in the power of the sun now. Going to illuminate all the organs in your body, all the cells in your body. Feel as if the power of the solar rays are resurrecting the cells of your body. That it is resurrecting your latent talents and gifts so that you can create the most beautiful life you can imagine on this planet. Relationship-wise, career-wise, money-wise, all levels. Now, let that flow in natural order. Allow this energy, this activation to continue until complete. Knowing that as the waves continue to come into your field, it is raising your awareness. It is helping you to uplift out of the old matrix of pain and suffering and duality. Into the new earth. Give yourself permission to speak freely through your throat, to express spontaneously through your hands, and to walk lightly upon the earth, casting no shadow upon the earth. Practice your innate ability of teleportation and bilocation, telepathy and clairaudience, clairvoyance and seeing clearly, seeing the truth, keeping the channels to your knowingness open, and choose to be permanently detached from the collective astral plane. Not only of this earth, but of any system, planetary, interstellar system that carries that astral vibration. Continue to keep your focus within the fifth dimensions and higher. Knowing that you are leaving the past and walking into your future, the unknown, the uncharted territory of inner space. You be the Star Trek, the commander of your light ship. to go where no man has gone before, with joy and trust and complete faith in God, the universe, and yourself. So let's give thanks for all the assistance given. Now let's embrace the world and all of what the world is going through, remaining completely detached from the collective astral plane. And we're going to share the light, to share this vibration with the world, with all peoples, with all creatures upon the earth, with all living forms upon Gaia, as well as the inner earth civilizations. Sharing this vibration with your community through your local grid system. And we're going to hold the space for all of humanity to awaken to the truth. And to come home to the light. And just take a deep breath. Come back to your physical body. Come back to your physical room. Allowing your brain to adjust. Knowing that all is well. So until next time, we send our blessings from Asheville. The comedy team may pay you a visit during this next week to share fun and humor and laughter. Many blessings.